yourself.
Seven people passed out in the last 1 hour. 67 people passed out in the last 1 hour. I promise you.
This entire fair seems like a death trap of some sort, with cords hanging out, with people passing out, with stuff falling off.
Proceed to the nearest exit. Attention, fairgoers. The event has been postponed. We will...
All 12 people that showed up to Donald Trump's national fair today got kicked out as a voice boomed over the loudspeaker saying, please proceed to the nearest exit. It sounds a little bit like the voice in that Squid Game series.
Proceed to the nearest exit. Attention, fairgoers. The event has been postponed.
Okay, so the few people that were there then had to leave as Donald Trump's national fair was postponed on day 8. This has happened multiple times already for different reasons. On one day, they didn't have the infrastructure to contain the amount of rain. On one day, the power went out and the Ferris wheel went down. The ice cream melted immediately. They had to postpone certain events. We had singers dropping out before this even happened because the Trump admin tricked them into singing at a very hyper-political fair. This entire event has been ruined, and the American people have been robbed of our dignity, of a great celebration that could have been, and a lot of our taxpayer dollars. We're going to talk about that throughout this video, because as this event continues to get postponed, we get more and more answers about why. Today, thanks to Julian Andreone of DropSite News, we get to know that 7 people likely passed out. The number is likely 7 people passing out due to heat stroke. He personally witnessed 3, and then he interviewed one of the workers there. Take a look at this. Make sure you drop a like for the great journalism done by Julian Andreone. We'll link him below. And make sure you subscribe to the Adam Ochler feed as well. We want to continue hammering home the facts at a time when a lot of these algorithms incentivize right-wing lies and right-wing hate. We're going to show you the truth on the ground. Check this out.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you got,
sir.
You got just a second to tell us what's going on right now.
All right, so right now, it's a heat wave going on.
Well, here, stand back here.
It's a heat wave going on right now, and people were just outside having fun, but people also outside and passing out, okay?
How many people did you see pass out yourself?
7 people passed out in the last 1 hour. 67 people passed out in the last 1 hour. I promise you, that's why they're closing.
Is the event well prepared enough for this? I mean,
at my station, I can't talk through the whole thing. You see, I got waters. Well, I had waters, but I still got cold water inside. So I don't know.
Is anybody going to the emergency room, the hospital?
A lot of people is.
A lot of people like dozens?
But they got little medical tents over there, which you can see. They got medical tents. It's 5 to 6 beds in the medical center, and they got free air and free water.
Did your bosses prepare you for something like this? Did they say that today was going to be a mass?
I mean, not really. They just said, just be out here.
Just be out here.
Yeah, just be out here.
Just show up and something's going to happen, right?
Something's going to happen. Well, my job is to make sure that y'all thirsty, y'all dehydrated, y'all hydration, and y'all good. That's it.
Right. See, each individual worker is trying the best that they can to make sure everybody's okay, but they're working against an institution, an infrastructure that is not really careful about the people that are attending. You had people driving across the country, like this father-son. Now the event gets postponed. Look at this.
I don't want to miss it, young lady. I mean, it's the energy is just so wonderful. Look around you. I mean, I wish I could camp here until Donald got here. You know what I mean? I really do.
He said, I wish I could camp here until Donald got here. Well, if the events keep getting canceled and postponed.
There's nothing for free, young lady. You know, we all got to pay a price, and we're talking about a little heat. I mean, come on, a little heat. I drove 1,500 miles. A little heat ain't stopping. Hey, look, 1,500 miles, 2 busted rims, not finding our place. Not having a place to put our little old boo dog.
And no air conditioning
went out on us, and it didn't stop us.
Well, it did end up stopping them because the heat got too hard to bear and people were passing out. I'm glad the father and son had some good time together, genuinely. But now the event is postponed. The Great American State Fair, event postponed. We will reopen at 5 p.m. Go to Freedom250 social media for updates. I want to continue showing you what's going on the ground because this is Fox News host beginning to talk about the heat warning, but saying that it's not going to stop them.
events here, of course, on the National Mall. And here's the thing. We're celebrating, of course, all 50 nifty United States, which is great, but the temperatures are also here to party. The current temperature outside right now, by the way, 101 degrees. You factor in the humidity and it feels like 110 degrees outside right now. We have excessive heat warnings that are in effect, not just today, but through tomorrow, meaning that at times, get this, Brett, it could feel like 115 degrees. But let me tell you something, that does not stop our true patriots. You can see them out here celebrating on the National Mall, all right? Now, here's the thing. The heat, though, certainly keeping the crowds at bay at the Great American State Fair. Plenty of folks still braving the heat to be a...
I like how the camera pans over and you expect to see a bunch of patriots there, and it's quite literally a crowd of like a dozen people max. It's maybe three workers and a bunch of people who are incredibly hot. There's no way he enthusiastically just said this is not going to stop this great crowd of patriots. And there was no crowd of patriots, and then it did end up stopping them.
That does not stop our true patriots. You can see them out here celebrating on the National Mall.
You almost have to feel bad at this point for the humiliation kink. It's like a humiliation kink. I want to show you what happened roughly 5 days ago when the event was postponed for the first time. Amanda Moore is on the ground and she reported the event postponed. And in this sign right here, it says event postponed due to severe weather. Go to Freedom 250 social media for more updates. But they spelled it wrong. They put FREEEDOM 250. So they're sending people to the wrong social media. This is after the entire fair got flooded out roughly 5 days ago on June 28th. Amanda Moore also has been on the ground showing that this entire thing is basically a death trap. This is the Fox News booth that the Fox News hosts are working in. There are wires hanging out. I can't tell if it's more dangerous having wires hanging out and metal bending in the heat or having wires hanging out when it's storming and raining a few days prior. I don't think you're supposed to have wires hanging out at all in the first place, but as she gets closer, you see the booth that the Fox News hosts are filming their segments in, which I'll show you in just one moment. This is actually a different booth on screen, but they had this booth that they filmed their segments in that I've shown in all of my videos with the fair background, empty crowds, empty green lawn. They're filming in like a death box. It's all tattered and bent, and there's cords hanging out the side. There's no way this is safe in any meaningful way. There's even videos from Amanda Moore of them using spray foam to try to fix part of the monument that's breaking off. The one thing they did actually build is this shitty, shoddy monument, and it started to break off. Is it just me, or is this also incredibly dangerous? This entire fair seems like a death trap of some sort, with cords hanging out, with people passing out, with stuff falling off. I want to show you the exact moment that Fox News was forced to announce that the fair is closing down. Honestly, they were probably a bit relieved that they don't have to keep switching to this fair camera that they have that is showing empty fields day after day.
Oh, all right, we'll see you then.
All right.
Thanks, Brock.
And by the way, we're tracking a little bit of breaking news out of Washington right now at the Great American State Fair. They are closing it for the time being. We're just getting word of this. Due to the heat, Mark Meredith is there. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, Sandra, well, I can confirm the heat is absolutely a major factor here. We are just shy of 100 degrees right now with the heat index. It feels well over it. Just moments ago, they pushed everybody to the exits off the side of the National Mall. You can see one of the exits here. And I know we've been talking about crowd size all week. This has been the busiest day of the fair. We saw a few thousand people out here, especially as the flybys were going on. But now, as you can see, they're pushing everybody out. God bless you. You guys going to get over okay?
Yeah.
Let me help you. Just, yeah, be careful getting to the exit. But they've also put up signs right here, Sandra, that show what's going on. They say the event postponed. We will reopen at 5 p.m. Now, it's always possible that they could extend those closures right here. The heat is going to continue well through sunset, but you can also hear on the loudspeaker right here, they pushed everybody to the exit. We've seen a number of VIPs, cabinet secretaries. Donald Trump Jr. was out here earlier today. A lot of people coming to check it out. As we expected, Sandra, this is going to be the heat of the event itself, but obviously these temperatures, which we've been talking about all week, are dangerous, and they wanted to make sure people can seek shelter because, as you know, on the mall...
You know what's ironic? Okay, first of all, Fox News is forced to once again show an empty field of everybody leaving. But second of all, Donald Trump just 2 days ago was saying that he's going to withstand the heat. The true patriots withstand the heat.
Moments in our history. 250 years. Think about that. 3 days from now, we will celebrate the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. What a document that was. And this week, we look back on 250 years of glorious freedom, and we took 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. What a document that was. And this week, we look back on 250 years of glorious freedom, and we took so much time and so much effort. And by the way, on July 4th, it's going to be approximately 107 degrees out. And I'm going to go and I'm going to make a really long speech just to show that I can do anything. It's going to be 107.
This doesn't seem like the best idea, or maybe it is a good idea, depending on who you ask. I want to show you a video from Mehdi Hasan Zateo just tearing apart this fair today. They showed up. They went.
Come with us to the Great American State Fair. We are here at the Great American State Fair, a wonderful affair put on by Donald Trump to celebrate the 250th anniversary of this great country. It seems like the only thing that's really hot today is the temperature, because it is breaking 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 36 degrees Celsius for international friends. We were told there were supposed to be tens of thousands of people here, but there wasn't really that many people here at the time. Luckily, I guess that just meant more fun for us. I just got out of the American Canvas collab with Faith and Family, and this exhibit was off the charts. There was this amazing exhibit about the Great Awakening, Call Me Woke. There were all these amazing texts and reminders that the separation of church and state, a little overrated. And finally, guys, I got to meet George Washington.
Dude, this is some wild stuff. This event is basically designed to undermine the separation of church and state. Donald Trump knocked out the original America 250, which was bipartisan, in order to enact his own Christian nationalist vision on the country for our birthday.
I was just in the America Innovates exhibit, which, out of the vast industrious spirit that America has, illustrated a few particular companies, one of which was, of course, Truth Social, Donald Trump's very own social media app. Another was, of course, TikTok, which has a major stake owned by the pro-Israel, pro-Trump billionaire Larry Ellison, and of course, our very own SpaceX, which, you know, I know there's been some unsavory headlines lately, but I think it just goes to show Elon Musk really deserves to be a trillionaire.
This entire fair is just an embarrassing scam. I'm gonna leave it there. If you appreciate these videos and you want more from the Adam Ockler feed, drop a like. Check out some of our other videos on the channel. We have more debates, more formats, more news, all coming soon. I love you all. Peace out.